Anything else? So secondly, no. There was talk about the letters of direction. You kind of touched upon on those and not following through with allegedly not following through with those letters. Can you talk a little bit more about those letters of direction? You kind of mentioned a little bit about that earlier.
Yes, it's if your time allows it, I would really appreciate if I could go over Dean Troop's letter of direction.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Whatever works for you.
Because that is something that ever since the letter was issued, I requested to respond to that letter. And that was this when I felt pretty... pretty soon after I received that letter of direction, I filed a grievance request. Never received a grievance hearing within 11 months. So I asked...
When did you file that grievance request?
That was, I believe, it was just days after I got it. Very, very soon after, I drafted a rebuttal to... asked repeatedly whether I would get a hearing. In fact, Dean Troop, the letter of direction was filed. Let's see, it has the date on it. October 28th, then asked for a grievance hearing, and then Dean Troop filed her complaint in January 5th, 2000, or I don't know whether she filed it that day, but that's when I received it, January 5th, 2015, and they started the investigation into her complaint long before they even responded to my grievance hearing request. I got then an email in spring of 2015 where the convener of the grievance hearing said we will schedule your hearing first thing on in fall semester of 2015, but they didn't. So again, it's just like I never got this. So let me see. The following is a summary of the most serious incidents that have led to this letter. One, I have received dozens of your emails since May 2014 in which you have made serious accusations against Dr. Dalecki and have claimed that he has abused you. Each time you have failed to support your allegations with factual basis. This would have been disturbing even if you only sent the email to Dr. Dalecki himself or to me, but at times you have sent them out to your entire department or the provost or chancellor, such as the email of October 2nd at 8:40 p.m. It is entirely inappropriate for you to engage in this public and unsubstantiated campaign against Dr. Dalecki. First, after I named Dean Troop as on the EEOC complaint in August of 2013, and when it then became a lawsuit in spring 2014, I minimized any email contacts with Dean Troop on purpose. So when she said, I have received dozens of your emails, that is not true. I have not sent dozens. Also, she just makes it look like I bombarded it to her, and I didn't. She cannot support that. It did not exist. So this is the first thing that, and made serious accusation against Dr. Dalecki and have claimed that he has abused you. He did. So, but I think if I feel abused by my superior, I should be able to articulate that. Whether it's actually happened or not, I think an employee should be able to address that to their superiors.
So you didn't go through HR or affirmative action?
I did go through HR.
Okay.
I actually had, and they attempted a mediation between Dr. Dalecki and myself, and the university actually then canceled the mediation. And the interesting thing is in the Jende Kost, Assistant Chancellor for Affirmative Action Relief, and HR Director Lohmann assured me right at the beginning of the mediation. He says, like, if the mediation doesn't lead to anything, you have every right to file a grievance. I did file a grievance against Dr. Dalecki, and I did not get it. They delayed it and delayed it and delayed it and delayed it until the content of the of my grievance was mute. Okay. So again, you know, violated the policy, and there was no real reason. I have email where I exchanged with Mr. Fairchild, the chair of the grievance, and I had said like the dates when I was available, and I there were several, and he's, oh great, and I will discuss that with the grievance, and
he didn't.
Absolutely, absolutely, and there was a very collegial tone, very friendly tone.
Okay.
So this would have been disturbing even if you only sent the email to Dr. Dalecki himself or to me. But at times you have sent them out to your entire department or the provost or and chancellor, such as the email of October 2nd at 8:40. I only had, I think, two emails. There was actually a series on June 6th or June 9th of 2014 when I actually sent an email to the entire department, not speaking the adjuncts. So it was only full-time employees of the CJ department. When I, I felt berated by Dr. Dalecki when I shared with them but how Dr. Dalecki, for example, I shared that he threatened to rip me a new one when I made that open. And that was something that I felt was important to mention to the department. There were some actions by members of the department that left with short notice without giving us proper time to fill the position. And I felt that there was violating our students' rights to ensure them with proper instructors. In fact, I think for about a year, we only had instructors teaching in the FI program, many without a master's degree, so basically only with a bachelor degree. And Dr. Kaywood, who was a full professor and former chair, but he taught himself over the summer of, summer of 2014. He taught himself, and that's documented in an audio recording where Dr. Dalecki mentioned that, he taught himself the forensic investigation material. I feel that is a violation of our students' rights who pay full tuition and are not expecting to be taught by adjuncts, many with just bachelor degrees. So I felt that was necessary to share with the department. That was also in as a direct response to pretty grave reports by national experts who evaluated the program. One of them called it a train wreck. So I was later accused by the defendants that that I called it a train wreck. I wasn't the one who called it a train wreck. It was Dr. Sterkiewicz, who is the dean of the Helen Bader School at UW-Milwaukee. She said, or the provost or chancellor, such as the email of October 2nd. The October 2nd was actually a protected activity. It was a request for the chancellor to investigate what I believe were violations of my rights by Dr. Dalecki. Interestingly, in a follow-up email where that email was deleted from my account, by the way. When I looked for that email, because I wanted to follow through with her letter, I couldn't find it in my account. I forwarded it to my attorney, and that's how I was able to retrieve it later on. But I asked Dr. Troop about that email and says, could you please clarify what that email is? And she wrote back to the matter of, you are mistaken, there is not such email as October 2nd in my letter of direction. So she later in discovery, not discovery, deposition, she had to admit that there actually was that email. And I believe she tried to deny that because it was protected activity, and she reprimanded me for that. It's entirely inappropriate for you to engage in this public and unsubstantiated campaign against Dr. Dalecki. I don't think asking for my grievances to be heard being unsubstantiated. Also, she says, you have failed to support the allegations' factual basis. I actually did Unlike that Bryce, I actually always supported my allegations' factual basis. I don't just call somebody something and then don't back it up. I take it very seriously. Number two, you wrote an inflammatory email on June 6, 2014. Okay, that's the one I mentioned. At 10:45 p.m. to the entire Criminal Justice Department, accusing recently resigned colleagues of unethical behavior and threatening to ask the Wisconsin Attorney General to investigate what you claim, without supporting information, is a conspiracy. You are also threatening to involve students in your campaign. It is entirely inappropriate for you to make unsubstantiated and inaccurate claims of unethical behavior against people, and it's particularly wrong and disturbing that you might involve students in your personal campaigns. That is an example why I whenever I had a problem, I put it in writing and never in person. And I was actually told I should talk to people in person, but because so often my words were twisted and things were exaggerated, I tried to always have written a communication to that. Unethical behavior, there is an organization on academia that actually describes just dropping a job with not much notice unethical. So that's kind of like an ethics violation, because when you take on a position at a different university, you will not get that overnight. So you have to go through a search and screen process, and usually, I mean, I did it with my university. I gave them proper notice so that they could, at UC Irvine, so they could fill my position. Threatened to ask the Wisconsin Attorney General to investigate. I didn't threaten. I was at one point, I suggested that I think it would be good to get an outside agency in and kind of investigate look into some of the matters. So that wasn't a threat. It was just a suggestion, something that I thought, you know, that we as a department could discuss whether it would be worthwhile getting somebody in there. Conspiracy, I just thought that we had two members, right after the reports came out, two very devastating reports about the FI programs that really questioned, that said like the last 2 years of the FI programs were just repetitions of what the first 2 years are. So basically it's more run like a technical college program, not an academic program. That both of them basically resigned within weeks. I thought that was kind of very suspicious. I did not threaten to involve students in my campaign. I just said, like, when students come and, during advising season, I would not want to encourage them. I would want to inform them that the FI program is undergoing some changes, some adjustments. I felt that it was my ethical duty to kind of be open to our students in this regard. That does not mean that I threatened to involve students in my campaign. So I did not do that.
So did you put this out on social media, Twitter?
Oh, no, 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 never, ever. Okay. No, that was just an email. And again, it was only sent to full-time employees, academic staff and faculty, including our coordinator of the program, that is Sherry Crutcher. After partially organizing a visit by colleagues in Germany, in June 2014, you abruptly informed your chair that you had no intention of being part of that visit only a few days before your German colleagues arrived, forcing Dr. Dalecki to assume responsibility for the entire visit. You knew that you were arranging for this visit to take place over the summer, and you should never have set up this event if you were unwilling to follow through. This is especially troubling for me. This was at one of the worst times in my life. I lost my father in February, on Valentine's Day in February 2013. Then my mom had required surgery in summer of, actually on June 6, 2014 was her surgery scheduled. I flew over to Germany. That was the beginning of the summer break. To kind of be with her and arrange for the hospitalization, be there for her. She is elderly. She's had a lot of health issues at that time, and flew back. And that was really all the time I could arrange. My daughter, younger daughter, had a almost fatal, near fatal car accident on October 31st of 2013, where she suffered head injuries. She was still suffering from a lot of pain, severe headaches, insomnia, a lot of problems. So I only went to Germany for 5-6 days to be with my mom and then go back. I don't have family here. My dad, my husband doesn't have family here. So that was all the time I mustered. My mom actually insisted that I go back. She said, when I'm in the hospital, you know, there's not much you can do. My uncle, who is a physician, her younger brother, said he would be around and make sure that she's okay. My brother during that time suffered an epileptic shock and was diagnosed with diabetes. My sister was not really up being around much because she's an emergency physician, and she suffered a heart attack and she wasn't treating. She actually suffered a second heart attack after Easter in 2014. So there were a lot of family issues going on. When this is partially organizing a visit by my colleagues in Germany, they're not any more my colleagues than you know, I don't know, people in this bank are Dr. Dalecki's colleagues. They're Germans. I'm German. So basically here, this is guilt by nationality or something like this. I was asked by then-chair Dr. Kaywood to set up an exchange program with Germany, basically making use of my ties in Germany. That was on request by Provost Nimoxden Herder to internationalize the curriculum at UW-Platteville. So that I was asked in spring of 2012, and I have documentation for that, to set that up. I contacted authorities in Germany, including some of my colleagues in Munich. So I served with the federal police in Germany, and I went through all requests for such exchange have to go through the equivalent of the FBI in Germany. So I contacted them, and they cannot then contacted various states in Germany to see which states would be interested. There were two states that immediately responded. One was in East, formerly East Germany, and the other one was Hessen. And since we have already an exchange program with Hessen, yeah, so I thought like it would be interesting to have something that used to be a former socialist part of Germany. So I made contacts with them, and we visited. It was right from the beginning, they made very clear that they would only host us if we would extend the same opportunity to their students. And that was, from the very beginning, that was made clear that we would do that. And that was something was initiated by our chair, Dr. Kaywood. I went over there. It was a short study abroad trip. It was a 3-credit course. I handled all the preparations, everything, while having teaching a full load, having 70 advisees, and teaching overload. So I had a lot on my plate for preparations for 1 year to prepare for that trip going over there. When they came back, when they would visit us in June of 2014, I was expected to handle all preparations by myself. Again, teaching full load here, teaching overload, including handling seminar papers for our graduate program. And I was not given any release time. I was not giving really any assistance. I have never done this before. This is not my specialty. And nor did I ask for it. I tried as much as I could to kind of arrange things and translate things, to kind of set it up on the extra time that I had available. I was certainly willing to kind of be there and help out where I could. I mean, I was kind of, this is great, they're coming, they were very nice to us. So I did never ask to do that by myself. Okay. So that was just kind of expected that I would do that. They visited in June. That was their break from, so they wanted to visit in the summer. That was when they were off schedule, basically when they did not have active schedule in Germany. That was during my 3 months off contract time, by the way. So did not get any release time, did not get any pay. That was completely volunteer. About June 8th or 9th, I got frantic phone calls from Germany that my mom developed internal bleeding, and it looked like she was in intensive care and she might die. I was besides myself. I mean, it was extremely stressful, just like one family tragedy after the other one. Thought about flying over there right away, but my daughter was not doing very well, so that stress affected her. So my uncle says, you stay with Sarah, make sure she's okay, and we keep you updated. Later on, that's when I contacted Dalecki, and all I said, like, you know what, it's on you, I can handle this right now. It was
Did
just...
Did you explain to him the circumstances?
He knew. Okay. He actually then questioned that my mom was really sick, and that's something that Deborah Rice said too. And it was discussed in my department. They talked about that. That was just an excuse. It wasn't real. In fact, Deb Rice even lied about it. She said that on a phone call, I called her up. I thanked her wanted to thank her for stepping up, because Dr. Dalecki said, you know, Deb Rice is helping out. And I called her up to actually thank her, and she yelled and cussed at me. My husband was sick, and I could. Did stuff, and she completely diminished it. And she later said that she falsely claimed that I called up and said, hey, and I showed Dalecki and I put that on him. I had no time at all. I mean, I was, you know, I have hospital records. My brother sent over hospital records. I have evidence that my mom was in intensive care. All right. If I make those available to you, it's later on.